Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Sweats. Crank up the radio. Listen to your boy, DG. We got an outstanding show for you. Steve Berline's going to join us. Domer, longtime NFL quarterback. We'll talk about Notre Dame's coaching hire, and we'll talk about the National Football League. That's upcoming in 20 minutes. I think Berline's great. Chris Sims, who we know is great, has very strong opinions. Some you agree with, some you disagree with. We don't care. He's our guest. He's our friend. He'll join us next hour. And in the third hour of the show, Joel Klatt will join us. We'll talk about the college football playoff. We'll talk about these coaching movement and who actually, like all these hires, are interesting. And if you do half full, you do half empty. But we'll get Klatt's perspective now. We reserve the right to be wrong as well. Remember, this show is brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. Las Vegas, Nevada. Go to visitlasvegas.com and start planning your trip. I gave the rundown of the Raider game. It's pretty amazing. It's going to work. I've told you it's going to work for a long time. And it's brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today. Visit lasvegas.com. Okay. Here's what I want to do. Okay. And Jason Stewart, you can't cheat because you know what I want to get to. But I will ask you, Jason Stewart, coming off of last night's game, Monday Night Football, where I was wrong, I was right. You guys were all right, right? You guys all took the Pats and the under. I took the Bills and the under. So I was 1-1. You guys were 2-0. Congratulations. What do you think the top storyline of last? I think I know, but again, Jace, what do you think the top most shows will lead with storyline from last night?
I think it was either Bill Belichick is a genius who found a new way, new tricks up his sleeve, or let's not overrate what Bill Belichick did. The Bills had many chances.
Okay. Ramos, what do you think last night's the narrative coming off of last night would be?
Patriots doing it any which way they can. Like, you know, just any way they can win, they're finding a way. Yep.
Yeah, find a way to win a game. Like that. Dan Beyer, what do you think? You do this obviously with the headlines at top of the hour with our game, half past the hour. What do you think the takeaways are for most people from last night?
Belichick proves he's the GOAT again.
Oh, okay. Can I give you one that I thought that, again, I see the world like, I feel like this is the perfect game that no one wants to sit next to in the dugout. Right? That no one wants to jinx it. And maybe I'm going to jinx it, but I want to be the first to put my flag in the ground and say, last night's game opens up not just the possibility, or maybe the possibility continues to grow, that we could have the most intriguing Super Bowl ever. Now, keep in mind, we never had Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady, though I wish it was because of all those things that went bump in the night when Aaron Rodgers had a torn calf and they lost in Seattle. Right? We didn't get then. We never had LeBron versus Kobe in an NBA Finals, right? So that was what I thought we might get once upon a time. We never got that dream matchup. And I think for fans, in terms of the overall draw, right, the dream matchup would probably this year would be in terms of, you know, fan base and anybody from the NFC, any of the three or four biggies, but the Cowboys are the biggest, right? The Cowboys against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. We just had Cowboys Chiefs. It would be a rematch. Obviously, Rodgers versus Mahomes would be great. And we already had Tom Brady versus Mahomes last year, although market size and following of Tampa, but it doesn't seem to matter because it's Tom Brady. Can I tell you what my takeaway last night, the perfect game that no one wants to sit next to is? Has anybody thought we could have Belichick versus Brady in the Super Bowl? It's that awkward prom situation, right? Where you had that couple and they were together, you know, going back to seventh and eighth grade. And now you get to prom and they're no longer together and they take dates, right? And, you know, Belichick takes a date that looks exactly like Tom Brady used to look like, right? Like that. Clearly, this is Mac Jones is his type. Whereas Brady traded in the older model for a more fun date, right? Like the previous date was very conservative, very classy, did things her own way. This one just likes to have a good time. Have we thought of that? Can you imagine Brady versus Belichick in the Super Bowl? I actually went back and listened to you yesterday. I listened to we did a segment on why people don't care about the Heisman Trophy, and you gave great thought and a really interesting insight. Has that crossed your mind as a possibility?
I'm trying to figure out the right way to put this, because the NFL has been so wide open. Mm-hmm. I think that that is not been something that has been on my mind, because I didn't know who was the best team in the NFC for the last month, because it's been so volatile. And I think the same thing with the AFC. So as you're sitting there trying to figure it out, I think it's just been so crazy over the last, you know, over the last month in November, and who's been good and who hasn't, that it's been so wide open that haven't even really thought that we could possibly get a rematch but a showdown between those two.
Jay Stu, when I mentioned it on our phone call, did had you been thinking about it previously?
I had not. And I think my reasoning is that up until like last week, I really didn't think that a rookie was going to lead a team to a Super Bowl.
And, it's still unlikely. Listen, it's still unlikely. I'm like just in terms of a rookie and this team. But as Beyer pointed out, like, I think one reason is it's so topsy-turvy. We see a team one week and we fall in love. We see in the next week, like, God, I don't like that team. Right? I mean, heck, if you saw Seattle for the last couple weeks and you watch Seattle against San Francisco, you're like, wait, what? This doesn't make any sense. You know, but now take a breath. We're well past the halfway mark. Things are starting to take shape. And the Patriots have home field advantage throughout. And as we've seen, they can play in any weather condition. They're built for that. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are one game back of having home field advantage throughout against the Arizona Cardinals. So if they're the number one seeds, it's the most likely scenario in which they get there. Again, I'm with you. Like, it's so week to week and it's so wide open. But like, the Patriots are getting better. Sure. And the Buccaneers are going to be there. It ain't crazy. And I don't know. I'm watching last night. Like, you know, nobody's brought that up. Like,
To be honest, I was going to say that I've liked New England the past month because of their consistency, where now I have questions about Tampa.
Totally understandable. Right. You have questions about, and this is to Jason's point, what will Mac Jones do in the playoffs? Whereas for Tampa, you're like, and by the way, Tampa kind of quietly, again, playing what you would think two bad teams, whatever, but they've quietly won three in a row. Right? Now, they lost to Washington, which is a head scratcher. They lost to the Saints. They have the Bills. Poor Bills, right? The Bills lose that game. Now they got to turn around and play in a short week on the road against Tampa. At least they get out of the weather is the only thing. The back end of the schedule for the Buccaneers is like the back end of the schedule last year. You do have Bills. Then you have Saints at home. Then you have Panthers, Jets, Panthers to finish the season. Which this is what happened to them last year, right? Where they had a soft end of the, and they kind of figured it out at the end of the year. But I'm watching last night and yeah, they only threw the ball three times and still won. Their defense is dynamic. Their coaching staff is outstanding. You trust their kicking game. And like, do I think Mac Jones is great? No, but it's pretty obvious. You don't have to be great at that position all the time if you just don't turn it over. And they have a winning formula. I don't know. Last night was fun because all of us laymen, idiots who sit at home, and this is all of us, are like, why can't you just stop the run? Just load up. It's like, it's not that easy. It's really not that easy. And the Patriots never, and I would have thought at some point you'd go bring in, you know, they don't really have a running quarterback. That would have been a game where, whether it's Cam Newton or having a backup as running quarterback, you play 11-on-11 even harder. But, you know, using extra offensive linemen for leverage, that just shows that like a committed team and running the football, you can know what's coming and still not stop it. And just because you have all those guys in the line of scrimmage, sometimes that actually hurts you. But that was a virtuoso in terms of coaching. It was an amazing, amazing football game for me to watch just because, you know, like, look, I played football as a kid. I watched football, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I understand all the different formations and how that stuff works. But that's the brilliance to the Patriots is what do we have to do to win this week? And then what do we have to do to win next week? And as much as I think people think of Bill Belichick as a curmudgeon, as an old school football guy, what he's actually brought to the NFL is a versatility, a malleability. Ooh, that was a good word. A malleability. Because they do whatever it takes to win each game. They don't, the old football mentality is we do what we do well and they got to stop us. They're like, yeah, sometimes what if you're the K-gun offense that the Bills used to have last night? You'd have no chance. You can't do that. You have to run the football. But I think that what the Patriots have done consistently through all these different machinations of outstanding football teams is whatever it takes to win each game, that's what they do. And as much as you can prepare on tape, they take in what you do and try and make you play left-handed. And then offensively, you know, let's just do what it takes to win the game. And they did. And it does feel more devastating. It just does.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll get you to Steve Berline in a moment. In the meantime, lot to get to here. You know, like, it's hard to be critical of Josh Allen when that wind is whipping, right? But they did get whipped at the line of scrimmage. The final score may not be indicative, but to have a team come in who's dominated you for two decades and have a rookie quarterback, it feels like that's a win and a half for the Patriots. I could be overvaluing it. Steve Beuerlein, of course, starred in the NFL, starred in college, former Domer, 15-year vet in the National Football League, kind enough to spend some time with us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. As a guy who sees the game at a doctor level, what impressed you last night about the Patriots?
Oh, well, to echo what you were saying, that was a huge game. And I really felt that Buffalo, especially given the conditions, would have a significant advantage. Now, never in my wildest dreams did I think the Patriots were only going to throw the ball three times the whole game. I did not expect them to put much on Mac Jones at all, but that was absolutely a clinic in coming out and sticking with your game plan. It was obvious to everyone watching that was the Patriot plan, to just completely commit 100% to the run game. They obviously made some adjustments in their run game too that I couldn't really comment on because I don't know what the subtle changes were, but whatever they were doing up front was really causing Buffalo some problems, because Buffalo knew they were not even considering throwing the football, a quarter and a half into the game. And to be able to have the success they still had running the football in a situation where Buffalo knew they were going to run the football, that was pretty impressive. And, obviously the defense for New England, you always kind of expect them to show up, especially with those conditions. I thought that Josh Allen would be a little bit more of a factor with his legs, but it just didn't materialize that way. Truly, we all knew it was going to be a game very close to the vest because of those conditions, but it's just another feather in the cap of Bill Belichick. I mean, he came out with a game plan, he and Josh McDaniel, and they stuck with it. And it worked out beautifully for them in the end, and that's why they are the New England Patriots.
Steve Beuerlein's our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Can he win a Super Bowl with Mac Jones as a rookie, considering how they're playing offensively?
Well, I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say you can't do it. I would be extremely surprised if they were able to get that far, but the consistency that they're playing with right now, and yesterday, you really can't give Mac Jones a grade on that performance yesterday. He truly was simply I don't know what the word would even be, but he was simply a person that was just operating the, get the snap and give it to somebody else and get out of the way. The three throws that they threw were all very safe, and no decision making for him as well throughout the course of the evening. So you can't really give him a grade for that. I think a lot of people could have gone in there and done as well as he did, given those conditions and given that game plan. But what he's done to this point in general has been absolutely spectacular. I don't know how you could ever have foreseen him to be at the level as far as NFL ready to play that he is. And you've got to give a lot of credit to Josh McDaniel again. The time he spent with Mac Jones, the decision-making, the accuracy, the consistency that he shows up with, how he prepares for each game. It's wisdom way beyond his years. I don't think the Patriots are going to make their way all the way to the Super Bowl, but man, I didn't think Brady was going to do it, as many times as he did as well. And, he just kept finding a way to get it done. And it really is, an illustration of how unique and how special, Bill Belichick and that New England system, continues to just perform at the highest level, no matter who they've got in the stable, so to speak.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Steve Berline is our guest, longtime NFL analyst, longtime starting quarterback in the National Football League. Okay, let me ask this. Baker Mayfield, how do you fix that if you're the Browns, as you're still in the hunt? He's banged up. They're banged up, but they clearly have the talent to make it to the playoffs, especially with extra teams in the playoffs. If you got a headset on or you're advising Cleveland, what do you do?
Well, I think the Cleveland Browns, the mentality for them, you know, this last part of the season coming off the bye week, hopefully is that bye week really benefited Baker Mayfield, that some of his bumps and bruises are healed up to the point where they're not affecting him as much down the stretch. But you got to really get back to who you are. They have not been as committed to the run game or not nearly as successful, I guess, in the run game the last few weeks that we've seen. But as Baker's level of play has kind of deteriorated for whatever the reasons might be, they've not been able to take the pressure off of him by running the football. So that, I'm sure that's what the emphasis has been on throughout the course of the bye week was, let's get Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb healthy. And if you got to go to, the third guy, Johnson, then that as well. Just have that trio of running backs ready to run that football 30 to 40 times a game. Play that kind of smash mouth football. Set up the play action for Baker Mayfield. Try to keep teams from really focusing in and putting the pressure on him, on Baker. And then you have a chance to be successful. I think the Browns' defense is going to be just fine down the stretch. They're a good young defense. They can play with anybody. If they can get that running game going to take the pressure off of Baker, you know, keep his throws in that 25 to 30 range at the most, I think they'll be in every game and have a chance to win.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What's going on with Lamar Jackson?
That's a great question. He's obviously very frustrated, and he wants to win so badly. He's so competitive, and he is, I think, one of the worst in the league at keeping that poker face. You can always tell exactly what Lamar is thinking, and it's one of the things that I think all of us as competitors love about him, because you can see how much it means to him. But I think he's trying a little bit too hard, and I think that's really what's holding him back. You know, he's been so good over the short term of his career in terms of protecting the football and being able to consistently perform at a very high level. I think he's just as Patrick Mahomes is going through challenges right now. They're roughly the same age. I think Mahomes has got maybe one more year on him as far as NFL experience. But when you look at Patrick Mahomes after a game, even after they lose and he's not played well, he always has a look of, we're going to be okay. We're going to figure this out. We're struggling a little bit right now, but we're going to figure this out. And you believe it. And it's always very positive. And he finds a way to kind of ease the negativity, I guess, so to speak. And Lamar just really has a tough time doing that. He just comes out and just says, you know, I want to win. I'm mad. I'm not playing well. We're not playing well. And I think he has to kind of take a step back and understand there are going to be points throughout the course of a game and of the season where it's not going to go perfectly. You've got to try to work through those times as best you possibly can, and don't make it worse by trying to force things and trying to make things happen that aren't really there. And I think he's learning that this year more so than any time in his career. There are times where you just have to sit back and say, hey, it's not going to happen on this drive. It's not, you know, no need to force it. Let's play the field position game, and then we'll get him next time we come back.
You went to Notre Dame to play for Jerry Faust. Lou Holtz, I think his first year was your senior year. Do I have my years correct?
You got it right. Yeah, I was his first quarterback.
Okay, so when he came in, what was that like for the program? Because the program was not in the shape it's in now. Jerry Faust was never able to, you know, he was a high school coach at Moeller High School in Cincinnati, right? And he came in, and you guys went to a couple bowl games, but never really able to crack the code. What was it like when Lou Holtz got to Notre Dame?
Well, you know, we got to remember now, we were 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. I had 3 years with Jerry Faust. He had been there 2 years before I got there, so I was there for his third, fourth, and fifth years. But as a team, we were 18, 19, 20-year-old kids and had never played at that level for anybody else. So we really didn't know what it should be like and what it should feel like. We just felt like we were underachieving and weren't playing to the standard of Notre Dame football expectations. And then it took us truly, it took us maybe 3 minutes with Lou Holtz before we realized that this was different. And you could just sense it. We all were looking at each other in that first meeting, and we were like, oh, my gosh, this guy – really knows what he's doing, and he won us over that quickly. And you know, there was no getting to know you kind of period. It was like, what do we want? What are we supposed to do? How do you want it done? And let's go. We'll do whatever you tell us to do. We wanted it so badly, but we also knew that he had a very clear plan of how to get it done. And as a motivator, there's nobody that even could compare with Lou Holtz at that time, and probably not even in this day and age. But, you know, we went out, and obviously the rest of it took care of itself. And I really feel good, really good, about this decision right now with Marcus Freeman. I think it's going to be a real positive, even though I hated the way that it happened and the way that Brian Kelly handled himself through the whole thing. I think he showed his true colors in a lot of ways, and I'm not going to get into bashing him because, you know, it was an incredible run that they had over the course of his time there. But a lot of Notre Dame people have been waiting to turn the page on Brian Kelly, and he made it easy. I think Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director, did the right thing by hiring Marcus Freeman, and you could see how that team obviously really fed off of that energy and that overall decision. So I think they're going to make a statement in this Fiesta Bowl game. I would not want to be in Oklahoma State shoes right now, because that's going to be a fired up football team that they're going to be facing, and a team that really believes this is a statement time for them to show what Notre Dame is all about and what Notre Dame is going to be under Marcus Freeman.
Great stuff. Steve Berline, former Domer, of course, or always a Domer, and 15-year vet in the National Football League, longtime NFL analyst. Steve, you're the best. Thanks for joining us, man.
You got it, Doug. We'll talk to you, man. Take care.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Let's do a little broadcasting 101. Okay? So, what you listen to is a guy who is, I consider myself pretty good at doing the old interviewing thing. I have had a lot of help along the way, and I do have people I've patterned my game after. But I think like what we do and how we do it, there's a bit of an art to it. I think Dan Patrick is an artiste, but again, his radio show is different than when he's been at the podium for the Super Bowl, right? And things, you got people in your ear, you got time constraints, you got to get certain people in. There's things you can't really ask about, et cetera, et cetera. Every interview is different. Last night, the New England Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills. It wasn't a dominating performance. Bills had the ball, a chance to win late, ball in the red zone, and Josh Allen could not get the ball, could not matriculate the ball down the field enough where they lost, what was it, 14-10? Right? And they had just missed a field goal just, you know, by a couple inches on the previous possession because of the wind, where a ball that looked like it was going in swung wide to the right. That field goal goes in. They kick another field goal. They win the game. And the Bills still don't cover. And they still don't hit the over. But at least they win the game. So after the game, you look down the stats like, wait, the Patriots threw the ball three times? They had two completion. One was a little screen pass. And one? Wow. So at the podium, you got to ask guys about it, right? It's the question everybody wants to know. Here's Jerry Sullivan's been covering the team for years. Here's the question from Jerry Sullivan, the answer from Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde.
40 years since a team has won a game running that few times in a game. I mean, passing that few times. Is that embarrassing?
I mean, what kind of
question? What are we doing, that? Bro?
What kind of question is that?
All right.
7 points.
Yeah,
14.
14 to 10. Is that the final score?
We made stops when we had to. They had one big run. I mean, they got good backs. They kept coming back to a couple runs. I mean, I don't know how you want us to answer that question.
That's funny. We'll remember that.
Oh, we'll remember that. Like, I thought Micah Hyde was like, look, we answer your questions every, when he's walking out, I was like, we answer your questions every week. Like, that was uncalled for. I don't think the question itself in terms of what he was trying to get to was wrong. But look, there's a tactful way to ask the question and get Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer to say, that was embarrassing. Right? There's a way to get there. So when I was at ESPN, there's a guy named John Sawatsky. John Sawatsky is Canadian, eh? And he teaches like a master class. He actually was on our contract there and worked there and was like our interview specialist. And among the tips, you know, you don't ask doubleheaders. Right? Do you know what a doubleheader is? No, not in baseball. Doubleheader is, Micah, why did you guys, you know, what was it like to play in this weather? And did it help you because you knew they weren't going to throw? Like, that would be a doubleheader. And the logic behind it is, if you ask two questions, they don't have to answer either. They can go their own way, or they answer the one that they want to answer and they don't answer the other one. So you don't ask a doubleheader. You ask open-ended, neutral questions. Who, what, when, why, where, how. But one of the tricks that, frankly, Larry King used to try, and he would get away with it at times, but it's actually the wrong way to get the best answer. Again, this is, and if you take this like course, you watch video on it, Larry King, were you shocked by what you saw? Larry, I was shocked by what I saw, right? It's a, you're planting a word in somebody's mind to try and get them to say it. And sometimes it works. Right? But that's called using a trigger word. And oftentimes what happens is who you're interviewing actually responds to the trigger word and not to the question. And that's what happened here. Like they kind of gave a little bit of a pretty good answer or whatever. Like, look, we only gave up 14 points. They had one big run. We got some stops. Whatever. Had you simply asked, like, guys, no team had, and yeah, you can do the statement of fact, no team's won with that few passes in 40 years. What's your reaction to being the defense that loses that game? That's a fair question. And then they say, if Micah Hyde says, look, Ben, three passes, it's kind of embarrassing. Now embarrassing becomes the headline. But you can't say, were you embarrassed? How embarrassing was it? Because then all anybody reacts to is the embarrassed. They don't even hear anything else. They didn't hear it's been 40 years. They don't care. Right? Simply embarrassed. Because everybody takes those trigger words and it's exactly, it triggers a lack of trust with the media. Oh, we'll remember that. We'll remember that. Because it's embarrassing, right? There's not anybody in that defense isn't walking in like, dude, really? We lost to a rookie quarterback who threw the ball three times? Come on, man. That's kind of embarrassing. Either kind of or is embarrassing, but you can't ask embarrassing in the question because all they respond to is the embarrassing. That puts them on the defensive, and it actually kills the interview. Am I making sense, Jay Stu, in terms of the trigger word? Did you ever heard that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that there was a, I think the players, you have them at the very wrong time to ask a question like that. But I don't think you even ask it that question that way on a Tuesday, right? I mean, time and place for sure, but I think that's an inappropriate way to ask that question at any point, correct?
Just in that way, yes. It's not about appropriate or inappropriate. It's just that's not how you ask the question because you're not going to get any response to the question. You get response simply to the word, you know, too embarrassing. That's what happens. Beyer, I mean, I'm not wrong thinking it is embarrassing to lose to a team that has a rookie quarterback completes three passes, right? Like, that's on some level there is, but you can't ask it in the way in which they asked it.
I it's a very, very strong word, and I was just even trying to think of you know, being here and the relationship that the players and the reporter had. If I did an update that maybe I made a mistake or two, and John Ramos said to me, "Are you embarrassed by that update that you just did?" I'd be very mad at John, even though we had a working relationship and I've known him for more than a decade. To even have that word in there, like, I understand that it clouds everything else, but it's just, man, that's a strong word when you know, put your heart and soul into what you try to do, and it is performance based. And I don't want to say that they had a bad night, but yeah, it's just that's just a bad word to use. I mean, it's you could ask what their emotions were after seeing New England run for, you know, 46 times for 220 some odd yards. But to put that emotion in there, you know, you could have been like, "You guys ticked off," or "You guys, you know, anything." But embarrassed is just a strong word.
It is a strong word. It is embarrassing, though, right? Like, you know, I mean, again,
Damian Harris had like 60 of those yards on, you know, on one run, and so, you know, breaks a level. And to their point, New England scored 14 points. I mean, it's.
I thought they actually answered the question. They were like, "No, we actually got some stops. They had one big run, right?
Mm-hmm.
One big run." And it's really hard to not call out your offense. Like, you know, the offense didn't exactly help us out.
Sure.
Missed a field goal.
Yeah.
You know? But I do think that it's fair to say, like, if you look down today at the box score, you're like, "Wait, they lost to a team who had completed two passes and threw three at home? That's embarrassing." I don't think it's actually as strong. It's strong to ask somebody if you're embarrassed. It's not strong. I don't think it's all that wrong to be embarrassed.
Yeah, I think that's a difference, right? I think the columnist could make the conclusion that it was embarrassing, and a player could actually offer that up, but to ask it in a question, that's right. The crux of the problem.
Well, that's the whole thing, is you have to allow somebody's... This is what Larry King used to do, the late Larry King used to do. "Were you shocked by what you saw?" Like, and then they'll just go like, "No, Larry, I wasn't shocked." Or, "Yeah, I was shocked." Instead, "What was your reaction to what you saw?" "Larry, I was shocked." Like, that's really the way to get to it. Instead, you're trying too hard to get an answer. They'll give you the answer. It may not be the one you want, but they'll give you the one that comes to their mind. I don't know, man. It's kind of embarrassing, but you know, like, the truth is, like, if you look at the stats, it's embarrassing, but the truth is they just had one run and the rest of the time we got stops. It was really hard and windy out there, and they schemed it up. Refs were letting them get away with a little something. I don't know. Yes, John Ramos.
You know, I've always called, the last couple of years, I've always called what I've seen in the NFL as a mattification of the NFL, which is, you know, going for it on 4th and 28, you know, because that's what you would do in a Madden game. And it's gone kind of haywire and out of control a lot of times. I mean, Detroit went for it on 4th down and 2 at their own 30-yard line, up by 2 points. So, I mean, you know, whatever. But a lot of times our reporters, they seem to mattification themselves as well in these type of questions, that they want to kind of make things happen or get something going, get some. I would have to ask the reporter, I mean, did that bother you? Did that question? I mean, he may not have even cared what we're all talking about today, whether or not we thought it was a good question or a wrong question or a bad question or at the wrong time. Maybe he don't care. Maybe he's like, "Hey, man, that's the way I ask questions. That's the way it's going to be." And so, hey, I think if he has no problem with it, and it sounded like they were going to ice him out a little bit. Is that what the point was at the end? Like, we'll remember that? Like, they're going to ice him a little bit later on if he has any other questions? Or am I reading
right?
Too much,
I mean,
look.
That's the problem with NFL players is, it's like, this is a problem with NBA players. NBA players are super sensitive. You ask them a question, "Oh, well, I won't talk to you." Why? I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Right? Like it's. I don't think it was a good way to ask the question. I think it was a bad way to ask the question. But I also think that's like, okay, if we're being reasonable, saying, you play 50 snaps on defense, right? So, okay, I'm playing 50 snaps on defense. Are you going to do something wrong, make a mistake, one or two of those snaps? Okay. So if he asks 50 questions as a reporter, you're not allowed to ask the stinker, right?
For sure.
I'm like, I don't understand. Like, and I don't know Jerry Sullivan, but I'm sure he's covered the team for years. And, you know, like, I'm sure there's an element. And so, like, if you're a player, you don't, like, demand an apology. Like, these guys want you to, like, apologize, suck up to them. Like, no. Sorry, man, that's a bad question. Should have asked in a different way. Okay, we're good. Let's move on. Like, that's how it should be. Just like as a player, like, you know what? I took the wrong angle. I was in the wrong coverage. I got confused. Like, all right, you know. It's a lot like the touchdown run. Like, I've seen a lot of breakdowns of the touchdown run, and it's, one, it was very well blocked. Two, is a great read. And three, there's like two guys that take the wrong angle. It's a different play if you don't. That's how sports works. It's literally that. You take one wrong angle, you can give up a touchdown. So,
two wrongs don't make a right. No. in this scenario. I believe that the using of the word embarrassing is more egregious than Micah Hyde's response to it. Not saying that Micah Hyde's response was, you know, I approve of it, but in the grand scheme of things, I think using the word embarrass is just. These guys have a working relationship, you know.
Right. Look, I don't think if Micah Hyde, that's it. If he just kind of chides him in the response, you know. But if you then ice the guy out, like, we ain't gonna talk to you because you asked a bad question. Like, all right, come on.
Yeah. Which we don't know they've done, if they've done or you know will do. I don't think so. By the way, to your point of how what Hyde said as he was leaving the podium. It seemed that maybe he had some remorse or gave clarity on, like, hey, we talk to you every week, as he said. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I just using the word of, especially if the reporter's allowed a one-off mistake, then maybe, you know, in a conditions where there's 30-mile-per-hour winds and it's snowing and, you know, you have no idea what's going off. Maybe they need a break in that scenario.
Maybe you need a timeout. Maybe you need to take a timeout, Jerry. That's what it is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host best of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.